Come on, let's give God glory in the house today. Anybody know God is real? Come on, let's praise Him. Come on, let's clap our hands and lift our voices. Come on, cry, tell Him. Sing it for me now. Nothing too hard for my God to do. Every storm that I face, He's carried me through. When I'm down and out, He lifts me up. I know that He'll be there to help me too. Talk to my tears, He helps me to stand. When my broke need a lot of money, my friends acting funny, He's always right there. He's always gonna help me. No other.
Well, hello, 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 everybody. Glory, 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 and welcome back to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. You were just listening to Jeff Wilford and the Volunteer Mass Choir with Jesus Is Real. Hey, I'm coming back to you. This has been really interesting. The mixer went out in the studio. That's why I'm on so late, and I've been trying to figure out how to get it up and going. And the devil was a liar. You know, I just kept asking Jesus if He want me to do this because I felt like the word was something I wanted to bring. I don't just bring this word to you for you. I bring it for me as well. This ministry started out and has always started out with me being in my sick bed. And I needed a way to worship and connect with God. And I couldn't get out of the house. I couldn't get out. Get out of the bed, or if I did, I was in so much pain. It really interrupted my quality of life. So the only way that I found to be able to practice my spiritual beliefs was to start broadcasting on the internet. And out of that, I got a family and a whole multitude of support and people who encouraged me and talked to me. And before you knew it, this has grown into a big community of believers that we can support each other. The team is now a team of 12. I don't really have to do anything but talk to you. So God has made a way. He took something he took something that I thought, you know, would just be me and YouTube or me and MySpace, I think it was at that time. All right, but we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about the Book of Revelations, and we're here to talk about the Lord. We're going to be talking about the letter from the for the churches, Samnar. But before that, I want to give God praise, honor, and glory before we start reading His Word. You know, it's very important that we feed ourselves the Word of God. It is the food of life. If you do not eat, you starve. And you don't want to starve your spiritual side, because that is the side that lives everlasting. It's your spirit, it's not your body. So as we're, you know, so fleshy and we're trying to satisfy our body, we forget to feed and satisfy our hungry spirit. And the only way to feed that spirit is with the Word of God. So I want to give you this verse that I want you, of course, to think about and hold with you. You always need a verse that you can refer back to that maybe give you some encouragement, you know. So that's why people highlight their Bibles. And if I see you in your Bible, I hope your Bible looks like you read it. I really do. I want to see the pages crinkled. That's coming. Okay. All right. So it's coming from James, the first chapter, the 9th through the 11th verse. And I read in the mighty name of Jesus. It says, believers in humble circumstances ought to be proud in their high position. I'm going to repeat that. Believers in humble circumstances ought to take pride in their high position. But the rich should take pride in their humiliation, since they will pass away like a wildflower. For the sun rises in scorching heat and withers the plant. Its blossoms fall and its beauty is destroyed. In the same way, the rich will fade away even while they are going about their business. This is with this particular verse, what God is trying to tell you is your value is not determined by your pocketbook. Your value is not determined by your wallet. It's not determined by how much money you have. Your value is determined by where you are with God. That He loves you. That's what your value is all about. That God loves you so much. So we ought to be humble. That's what He's saying. We ought to be humble because we're in a high position. There was a reason why our Savior came into this world. He could have come into this world as a ruler, as a king, where all He have to do is say something and we would have to obey. But God wanted us to make a choice. He didn't want us to be forced into loving Him. He wants us to choose to love Him. So Jesus came to us as a poor carpenter. Yes, a poor carpenter. He was looked down because He was just a simple carpenter. How can He be preaching the Word of God? That's, you know, so when they say what was last will be first and what was first will be last, this is what they're talking about. If you don't have a whole lot of riches, you are rich. And when we go to the book of Smyrna, the letters to the church of Smyrna, it talks about their poverty. It talks about them standing firm and faithful, doing all that stuff. And we are going to get to that reading, definitely. But I wanted to start, open up the show, open up our hearts, open up our minds with the humility that we need in order to even be in the presence of God. We can't be all boastful in front of God. We need to learn to be humble. So, you know, if you don't have a lot, your Savior didn't have a lot. But He survived. He did. When they sent the disciples out, they only had new sandals, a new cloak, and new wineskins. They didn't have money. God didn't provide all that stuff. They didn't walk around with tons of food. God provided that by touching people's hearts. That is what this is all about. All right, everybody. That again, I want you to think about the opening dictation, and we're going to go into some, we're going to do a little bit different. I'm going to bring you into the spirit first. So we're going to go to a mix by Sister Poochie myself. And you can pretend like this is the choir taking over at this moment in virtual church. But I want you to sit here and I want you to think about what a reading that I just gave you means. James, first chapter, the 9th through the 11th verse. To be believers, we should be humbled in our circumstances. Everybody, let us now get up. And the reason for the dance break, let me give you the rules again. The reason for the dance break is worse to stop and give God praise. Honor, and glory. Give him all that you have. And do it any way you can. Get up, dance around if you want to, tap your fingers, sit in your chair, nod your head, whatever you need to do. But let God know you're connecting with him. And I want you to connect with him so you can receive the word of God better. And so I want to open us up with the motherboard mix by Sister Poochie, everybody. Here we go.
Dance break with Chicago's very own Sister Poochie. Mixing it up at jhom.org. Go, Pastor!
Please be patient with me. God is not through with me yet. Oh, please be patient with me. God is not through with me yet. Will God get through with me? Will God get through with me? I shall come forth. I shall come forth as pure gold. Lord, Lord, Lord. Patient with me,
DJ.
God is not through with me yet. Please be patient with me. God is not through with me yet.
Give him praise.
I shall come forth as pure.
Give him praise. Give him praise, everybody. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go.
If you should see me and I'm not walking right, and if you should hear me, and I'm not talking right. God is not through with me yet.
And I'm not walking right. And
if
any
you
should hear me,
yeah.
man, everybody. Ah, man. All right, all right, all right. I just wanted to throw that out there. Let's get into the reason we're here, and that's the Word of God. And you can always listen to the full mixes at mixcloud.com/SisterFucci1. If you want to get in contact with the ministry, you can email us at jhomorg1@gmail.com. You can go to the website at jhom.org. And if you need all of that stuff, I can definitely repeat it for you again. Or you can just look around, just Google Sister Pucci, and you will find, you know, it's, I just realized that in February it'll be 17 years that I have been doing this for the Lord. And I want to thank him right now for choosing me and using me for his glory, for his honor. It's such a privilege to be able to offer anything to anyone, especially when it's as precious as the Word of God. All right, everybody, we need to start rolling into that word that I keep talking about. I'm excited to talk about the church. The second church I'm going to talk about Smyrna, okay? Smyrna. I couldn't get my mouth to move. The church of Smyrna. Now, Smyrna, it is the shortest letter of all the seven letters. And it is also one of the letters that Jesus does not offer any correction for them. He only offers encouragement. And so those are the two facts I want you to keep in mind and grab your Bibles. You should have them for the James reading. I want you to know, again, James 1, 9 through 11. But now we're going to Revelation, second chapter. And we're going to be reading the 8th, the 8th through the 11th. Of course, you know, yeah, the 8th through the, we're going to do the 8th through the 11th verse. Again, this is one of the shortest letters of all the letters of the churches. But it's still packed with some things and some points that if you look at the world and you look at your own personal circumstances, we all need this. All right, to the church of, I got to get my mouth working today, Smyrna. To the church of Smyrna, okay, I read in the mighty name of Jesus. To the angel of the church in Smyrna write, these are the words of him who is the first and the last, who died and came to life again. I know your afflictions and your poverty. I know your afflictions and your poverty. Yet, you are rich. I know about the slander of those who say they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. Do not be afraid of what you are about to suffer. I tell you, the devil will put some of you in prison to test you, and you will suffer persecution for 10 days. Be faithful, even to the point of death. And I will give you life on your victor's crown. Life as your victor's crown. I'm going to give you life as your victor's crown. That's going to be the crown that you win for staying faithful in all of this. Even though you're being persecuted, don't ever, ever deny Jesus. We're going to keep going down. I said I was going to go to verse 10. It's actually verse 11. It's the last verse. So whosoever has ears, let them hear what the Spirit says to the church. The one who is victorious will not be hurt at all by the second death. And the second death is when Jesus comes back in as a lake of fire. So if you are a follower and a true believer in Christ, you're not going to be harmed. You're not going to endure that second death. You're just going to go straight to paradise. Now, in this letter, we must understand that Jesus Christ is first And he's everything. He's first and he's the last. He's the Alpha and Omega. God is Alpha and Omega. So they're the first and the last, the beginning and the end. He died on that cross. He came back to life. And he's saying, I know you are afflicted and I know your poverty. Now, the poverty in this came from the affliction. We were talking about Christians being persecuted because they believed in Christ. This is after Christ was killed and ascended into heaven. The disciples began to be persecuted for preaching about Jesus. They felt that it was a cult, you know, or something like that. So they were thrown in jail. They were killed. Just horrendous things happened to them. But nevertheless, Christ is asking if you will follow him and suffer along with him. It's a fellowship and a suffer. He had to suffer more than any of us will ever suffer. So you're actually suffering along with him. Because it's a test of your faith. When things are getting hard and things are being thrown at you, it's a test of your faith. And sometimes you get knocked. I don't know. I remember this little punching bag when I was growing up. You blow it up and you hit it and it fell over, but it bounced back up. Well, that's what the Christian walk is. Sometimes we fall down, but we get up, right? I'm not going to sing. I can't sing. But we fall down and we get back up. And that's part of the Christian walk. And here in Revelation, it is talking about that too. The Lord knows our afflictions and our poverty. He can understand it. He was poor when he is too. But what he wants you to understand that you, but yet you are rich. You are rich. There's a story in the Bible about the old lady, the widow, who gave two pennies at the offerings. And Jesus told her she was richer than any rich man there because she gave all that she had. And that's what, you know, God is looking for. He's looking for you to be humble. Even when he blesses you, he wants you to remain humble when he gets you there. All right, let's keep going. Now, they were talked about by, you know, Jews who did not believe in Jesus. And so they were talked about and they were persecuted at that time. The Roman Catholics were running the government. And it was a really, really, really hard time for Christians. Now, I want to stop here and acknowledge that this show is being heard all around the world. And I live in America. And in America, I do have the freedom of religion. In some places, I realize we don't. You don't have freedom that, you know, it's a little more, this resonates more for you, this life or death, because Christians who live in countries that the main religion is not Christianity, they have to deal with this. They have to deal with persecution. They have to deal with slander. They have to deal with, when I say the name of Jesus, what is going to happen to me? Just like the disciples. And what God is trying to, and Jesus is trying to encourage you here, it says, do not be afraid of what you're about to suffer. Don't be afraid of what's going on with you. Because he said, I tell you, the devil will put some of you in prison to test you. And you will suffer persecution. He said for 10 days. He's just saying for a little bit, for a little while. But in all this, be faithful. Remember what Jesus said. Remember what God has said. Remember their promises to us. This book is not just a bunch of words. It is filled with over 50,000. I don't know, I'm throwing a number out there. But it's filled with a tremendous amount of promises to us if we would do certain things. So this is, you know, this is passing the test that the devil is putting us through and making us suffer. Because of the persecution, you also have to understand that the poverty came in. And the poverty is from being denied access. And we all know that. If you're denied access to good jobs, if you're discriminated against, you know, if you're denied resources that you know, may be available to some other people and not you, you might find yourself being poor just because of your belief system, you're being denied access. And that was what happened to this church. So that's where the poverty came in. But again, I said, God made it very clear that you are rich. Even when you're poor, you are so rich. Because the currency in heaven is faith. He said, it's testing your faith. So how much faith do you have to bargain with? Said, devil, I got too much faith, and I'm going to go ahead and give this faith to God. And God, this is what I want. The currency of heaven is faith. You can't take your dollar bills to heaven and buy anything. You can't. It doesn't work. Your money means nothing. He compared it to a flower, you know, that's scorched during the day. And the leaves fall out, you know. Let the church understand that we are trying to get to our heavenly home, or to our final destination, that this world is only temporary, and we have to look at every situation as a temporary situation until our Savior comes back. And that is what gives us hope as Christians. That what gives me hope as a disabled Christian, you know, when I'm laying in bed in pain. It gives me hope knowing that my Savior is going to come back, and He promises not to take away the pain. And here's the thing. He can do it before I ask Him to. I told Him, by the time you come back, you know, I know when you come back, I'm going to be healed. But if you heal me now, oh, great. So you just got to start talking to God. And prayer is simply a conversation. I want everybody to understand that. Again, very short letter. Continue to be faithful. And I skipped this part, but I need to put it in there. Even to the point of death. You need to be faithful to God to the point of death. You need to be willing to lose your life for the sake of the gospel. Everybody was when Jesus was walking the earth. So, but Jesus promised that if you are faithful, even to death, you know, He's not going to let the devil harm you, but even to death. And He said, I will give you the life of your victor's crown. I will give you the life of your victor's crown, which means your victory crown. I'm going to give you life. Everlasting life. He has everlasting joy and everlasting life to offer. And again, I'm going to stop. If you have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, please take this moment to do so. He is there, and there's so much written in this book to actually help you get through everything that's happening here. Because everything that happened today happened before. These stories are not old stories. They're stories that you can find the truth of today still in it. And that's because this book is a living Bible. It's a living book. It's when you start reading it, you bring it to life. When you speak the words, you have power. So we have to utilize that accordingly. All right, everybody. That was Revelations again. Second chapter, the 8th through the 11th verse. Whoever has ears, let them hear. Whoever has ears, let them hear what the church in the spirit is trying to say to the churches. And they're saying the one who's victorious, we already know who's victorious. That's our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Amen. Our Lord and Savior Jesus. He is everything. Absolutely everything. And I'm so glad that I'm a child of God and I got adopted by Christ. All right, everybody, let's move on. It is time for the Sister Fuji Gospel House mix. This mix is, oh my goodness, what can I say about this mix? I call it the rich in spirit mix, because this is what Jesus is trying to tell us. God is trying to tell us that you're not rich because you have money. You're rich because you have a spirit that is filled with the Holy Ghost. Everybody, get up off your feet. Same rules apply. Find the message and give God some praise. Here we go.
It's Sister Poochie.
All right, everybody, I don't want you to sit down. This is about a guy who joined a dead church. His name was John, and the church was dead, no spirit in it. Try to listen to what John did.
Chicago's very own Sister Pucci, mixing it up at jhom.org. Go Pastor!
Stretch. Hey, hey, hey. together. Come on. Yes, yes.
This is Sister Poochie, and here we go, 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 go.
Thank you, hallelujah, yeah. Come on.
Come on,
help us out.
The chances to take, living my life.
break with Chicago's very own Sister Poochie, mixing it up at jhom.org. Go faster!
Yeah.
Poochie.
Amen. Amen. I hope you liked it. I hope you can catch your breath. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm your presiding pastor, Pastor McCarty. I know we're getting a little bit of interference and everything. I hope the audio is okay. The mixer is burned out, but I was able to rig it back together, so I'm going to be in the market for a new mixer. Email me if you know what kind of mixer I should get. All right, everybody. We're going to keep on rolling. We got, before we do that, I just want you to remember that the reading specifically talks about you being rich even though you're in poverty, and you'll be willing to die for the sake of your Savior. You're willing to die for the sake of what you believe in. You need to believe in it that strongly. All right. So next on the mic is our resident DJ, DJ Shaheem, with his gospel, hip-hop, whatever you want to call it, mix. He's going to throw all kind of stuff in there because that's why he's our resident DJ. All right, everybody, get on your feet. Get on your feet. The same rules apply, and let's go.
You are now listening to Sister Poochie and DJ Shaheem on the Journey Home Outreach Ministry.
I don't know what you come to do, but I came to clap my hands and stomp my feet. Give it to them, DJ.
We've been made up for a night. Only one night though. Living made a door for a night. Only one night though. Crying made a door for a night. Only one night though. Only one night though. Only one night though. If you cry, you can cry one night. Only one night though. Stress, you can stress one night. Only one night though. Let the tears fall down one night. Only one night though. Only one night though. If you cry, make sure that you cry. Only one night though. If you're sad, make sure that you're sad. Only one night though. If you're stressed, make sure that you're stressed. Only one night though. Only one night though. Only one night though.
Come get a vibe, my vibration. places I wanna be. I know it starts with me. I gotta see it go.
Come get a bob, my barbers.
They can't take a thing from me. This where I'm supposed to be. I'm gonna make it go.
Come get a bob, my barbers. Yeah.
Top down, cruising I 24. Got the ball working with a fresh 24 hours. Got it out the mud, had to let it grow. Was holding on a couple grudges, had to let it go. Cause if they knew I was going to stay down, if they want some square, would stay round. I just got big, picked up my bae. We running off for the day. Yeah, I did all for my chips. Way too blessed to be stressed. Yeah. This I feel in your rest. You want more to say less. I'm in my bag, you want paper or plastic. Visa a master, don't even matter. It's all in God's hands, he writing the chapter. Today we not worried, we going higher.
New day, new motivation. Same God, he never changing. Come get a Bible, my vibration. Come get a Bible, my vibration. New day, new motivation. Same God, he never changing. Come get a Bible, my vibration. Come get a Bible, my vibration.
Got places I wanna be. I know it starts with me. I gotta see it go.
Come get a Bible, my vibration.
Can't take a thing from me. This where I'm supposed to be. I'm gonna make it through.
Come get a vibe, my vibration. Yeah.
Catch a vibe, silence my doubt and I humble my pride. I know that my blessings don't bank on my statements. I spoke like a millionaire without a dime yet. Tumultuous times of seed and emotion defined. Characteristic I needed for this king to survive. In the land divided I realized difference between being planted and buried alive. So what I do, branched out from the soil but use the dirt. Those people them do want my name to grow. So since the roots connected to the rock, I ain't bound to bloom despite the season shown. So this is celebration. It's alchemy, the way I found gold in my devastation and applied it to my elevation. Though my spirit's under renovation, see God in it, that's my motivation.
New day, new motivation. Same God, he never changing. Come get a vibe of my vibration. Come get a vibe of my vibration. New day, new motivation. Same God, he never changing. Come get a vibe of my vibration. Come get a vibe of my vibration.
Never been scared of that pressure, I'm pushing through everything. Yeah. Pressure bust price, but I thought I could make it through anything. Trauma on trauma on trauma on trauma. A murderer, death and some issues with mama. I started drinking a pint every night just to help me to cope and to deal with the drama. Oh God, I put my hand on that Bible, I thought about taking my life. Oh God, sipping and smoking and popping a cup to get through the night. Oh God, I had a vision of Jesus, he told me to give him my life. Gave him my sins, yeah, I put it on him. He cleaned me up and he got me alright.
I go around in circles, trying to find my purpose. Little babe trying to feel something, but it was worthless. Took some time to add it up. Couple things were adding up. Watch him turn it all around. Turn it all around for me. All around. Turn it all around for me. All around. Turn it all around for me. All around. Turn it all around.
Me and my twin and then living in sin. We moving so heartless. Walking in darkness, people's gon' get that prayer regardless. Maybe 2 months in the feds, he hardened. Told the judge, I beg your pardon. Mama crying, want him pardon. I had to say they lead and party.
Let us all pray. Holy Father, help us, we've been fighting for grace.
Pray for mama, cause she lost her father. She said, don't you bother. I said, beg your pardon. Death is not a period, it's just a comma. Put it all on God and let him heal your trauma.
I go round in circles, tryna find my purpose. Little babe tryna feel something, but it was worthless. Took some time to add it up. Couple things were adding up. Watch him turn it all around. Turn it all around for me. All around. Turn it all around for me. All around. Turn it all around for me. All around.
Where is God in the heartache? Where is God in the fear?
Where's God when it hurts so bad that you can't hold back the tears? Where is God in the sickness that the prayers didn't fix? When it don't make sense, where is God in all of this? He is right here where he's always been. He never left and he never will. Where is God? God is with us. He is right here where he's always been. It's where he'll be till the very end. Where is God? God is with us. Where is God in the ashes of a broken home? Where is God when we lose the ones we love the most? Where is God in addiction when you lost the battle again? When it's all too much, where is God in all? Heaven and earth meet face to face. A broken heart begins to change. Word takes on flesh and soul finds faith. Where the unfulfilled are satisfied and the unknown scars are start to rise. Every child of God baptized with fire. Yeah, right here in the presence of the healer.
In the church house like a deacon,
banging your heads with the hottest sounds. It's none other than DJ Shyheim.
jumping in the deep end. In the church house like a deacon. Holy Spirit moving, I'm like amen. Yeah, Sundays popping like the weekend. Sack time to the day, ATLA. Came up, we in space. We got winning traits. Holy Spirit moving, I'm like amen. Got the Sundays popping like the weekend. Yeah, yeah. Holy Spirit moving, I'm like amen. I'm shooting hoops on the pavement. Ay, try to shoot me down, but that don't make sense. Ay, if you want a verse, send me my payment.
Send it cash.
Ay, please don't get it twisted. I will always be the GOAT.
I said it.
I'm a living witness. Jesus died to save my soul.
I said it.
Baby girl, too bad. I can never tell a no.
No, no.
Trophy gang, stay winning. That's the only thing I know.
Yeah, yeah.
That I know. That I know. Hit the gas, then I go. You gon' reap what you sow. And that grace, I need more. What you mean? Yeah, I said it. What he's done, I can't forget it. Can't forgive me for my sin, and so I'm always gonna be winning. Yeah. Living water, jumping in the deep end. In the church house, like a deacon. Holy Spirit moving, I'm like amen. Sundays popping like the weekend. Sack on to the bay, yeah. ATLA. Came up, we in space. We got winning traits. Holy Spirit moving, I'm like amen. Got the Sundays popping like the weekend. Yeah.
Turn me around and spin it. Turn it right out of my feelings. I gotta get it. I don't even pay him attention. Cutting the field with my business. Perfect attendance. Rags a word to riches. That's what's got him offended. I gotta live it. Heaven is like my picture. Purse come with it. I had to paint him a picture. Yeah. Running the game, I don't run out of options. I got the church house popping. Yeah. I see the ops and they ducking the dodging. I'm out here moving with logic. Wifey, she wanted, she know ain't no problem.
You know it.
I said, little baby, you got it.
You
call
got
up
it.
The team and you know that we mob. It only count if it's profit. Every day of the week, it's Sunday for me. What you mean? Just don't front on me. Got the sun on me, let it be.
New table, I just gotta see me. Yeah, Sunday popping like the weekend. Living water jumping in the deep end. In the church house like a deacon. Holy Spirit moving, I'm like amen. Yeah, Sundays popping like the weekend. Sat down to the day, yeah. ATLA. Came up, we in space. We got winning traits. I'm like amen. Got the Sundays popping like the weekend.
All right. That was our resident DJ, DJ Shaheem, bringing us his flavor and adding to the sermon. Everybody, I hope you enjoyed it. I want you to go back and reread the Bible verses that I gave you. Okay, and then ask God for wisdom. He said, anybody who asks for wisdom will receive it. Ask the Holy Spirit to unleash those mysteries of the Bible for you. We went from James 1st chapter 9 to 11th verse. Believers in humble circumstances ought to take pride in their high positions, but the rich should take pride in their humiliation, since they will pass away like a wildflower. For the sun rises in scorching heat and and withers the plant. The blossom falls and its beauty is destroyed. In the same way, the rich will fade away, even while they go on about their business. Because your money is worthless in heaven, you need to have faith, everybody. So work on your faith. And then we, of course, are coming from the church letter to Sumner. From Revelations, the second chapter, the 8th through the 11th verse, and I'm going to read it again. This is one of the shortest letters that was written, and they actually had no correction for the church, just giving them comfort. But it says, to the angels of the church of Sumner, write, these are the words of him who is first and the last, who died and came to life again. I know your afflictions and your poverty. Yet you are rich. I know about the slander and those who say they are Jews and are not, but are synagogues of Satan. Do not be afraid of what you're about to suffer. I tell you, the devil will put some of you in prison to test you, and you will suffer persecution for 10 days. Be faithful, even to the point of death, and I will give you the life of your victor's crown. Whoever has ears, let them hear what the Spirit says to the churches. The one who is victorious will not be hurt at all by the second fire. So by doing all this, you're not going to be consumed when Christ comes back, everybody. Pledge allegiance to him, and whatever they say, can't nobody tell me about my Jesus. And on that note, we're going to roll out of here like we always roll out of here with Society Hill Music, How Great Thou Art. I hope you enjoyed the show. I'm going to go do what I need to do in order to come back and see you again. And I will just definitely come back. I definitely would do that. How Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music. Please love and blessings, everyone.